isso? E boilo. Malu ishtamesh tachas hakoira. Is one permitted to be mishtamesh tachas hakoira? That means the koira is matter inside the movi. But underneath the koira alone, is one permitted to be mishtamesh, yes or no? So there's a machloikis over here. Rav, v'rabbi chiye, v'rabbi yechenen, omru, mutter lehishtamesh tachas hakoira. Shmuel v'Rab Shimon bar Rebbi v'Rab Shimon bar Lakish amru osur lehishtameish tachas hakoira. The het, according to them, the heter movi starts when the koira ends, and then the rest of the movi is niter al yedei hakoira. But tachas hakoira, one is osur lehishtameish, one is not permitted to carry underneath the koira. Zok de gemore leime behoka miflegi. So let us say the machloikis is as follows. The mar sova koire mishum heker, u mar sova koire mishum mechitze. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, let us see Rashi. Mar lishtamesh tachas hakoire, akol mevois koire. This is not talking about a mavoi that the koira is balachs, and this is going on. All mavois is one permitted to be mishtamesh tachas hakoira. So Rashi says pshat koira mishum mechitze vechudoi hapnimi yoyred v'soise. So if you hold koira mishum mechitze, so the chudoi hapnimi is yoyred v'soise. Hilkach also. So therefore, if the chudoi hapnimi is yoyred v'soisem, so the teres mechitze you heard from the tzad pnim v'lifnim. So therefore, tachas hakoiretz also. The min ha-mechitze u'lifnim boy ishtamushe. You're only permitted to be mishtamish from the mechitze and further. You need a mechitze v'ruach revitz. The koire creates a mechitze. And the mechitze is from the chudai hapnimi. The chud from the inside, the inside side, from there you say Yoyred V'Soysen. So therefore, if you hold Koire Mishum Mechitze, if you hold Koire Mishum Mechitze, it's also Lishtamish. So that is the Svore. So how is it going? So it's going, that according to Rab Shimon ben Lakish and Rab Shimon ben Rebbe, they hold Koire Mishum Mechitze. Umar sovar koire mishum heker. Mar sovar koire mishum heker. So that is the matirim. They hold koire mishum heker, and we'll see soon that the heker is livnei rishus harabim. The heker is milabar. So memele, so the chudei hachitzain is matir. The heter starts from the chudei hachitzain. So for some reason or other, which we will speak about soon, the Gemara held as follows. If you hold koire mishum heker, then the chudei hachitzain is matir. If you hold koire mishum mechitze, then the chudei hapnimi is matir. That was the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if it's also, you hold koire mishum mechitze, and if it's mutter, it's koire mishum heker. Zog the Gemara weiter, like, it is not muchach that this is the machloikis. The kuli alme kaire mishum heke. Could be both of them hold kaire mishum heke. Bahoche, bahoche miflegi. The skuf is the machloikis. The mar sovar hekeire milegav. The oisrim hold that the heker is for the bnei hamovi. So they see the chudoi hapnimi. So memele, so the heter of the koire is only from where the heker starts, and for them the heker is the chudei apnimi. So memele, so it's also lishtamish. Umar sova hekeire milabar. And the matirim hold that the heker is for the bnei reshus harabim. And memele, so therefore the heker is from the chudei achitzain. So memele, so tachas hamovu, tachas hakoire is mutter lishtamish boi. The kula alme mishum mechitze. Or you could say both of them hold koire mishum mechitze. והוכה בהוכה מפלגי, דמר סובר חודי הפנימי יוירד וסויסם, ומר סובר חודי החיצוין יוירד וסויסם. דקובס דמחלויקס המחיץ הגופה, which side is יוירד וסויסם, דחודי החיצוין או דחודי הפנימי. Let us see Rashi. מר סובר הקירה, this is very the loy,
we need a heker for the bnei hamovi.
V'tzad hapnimi havelohu heker. So for them, the tzad hapnimi is a heker. V'osu lehishtamesh min a heker v'lechutz. So the heker is for them, that is the matir. So the matir is the chudei hapnimi. Further, there's no heker. So it's osu lehishtamesh. Omar sova her keire milibar, the heker is livnei reshusaram, the hainu tzad achitzai. So the Gemara says, could be both hold mishum hekeire, and that kuvas the machloikis, is it hekeire milibar, hekeire milibar, or both can hold hekeire mishum mechitze, mar sova chudai hapnimi yoyret vesoysim, Nimtza tachas hakoire mina mechitza uvelachutz. If the chudei apnimi is yoyred v'soysem, so underneath the koire is min hamechitza lechutz. So that's already outside of the mechitza. But also, and he holds chudei hachitza in yoyred v'soysem. So we have here in the Gemara three mahalchim. The last two mahalchim are that be'emesin that sicher the machloikis between these two man the yomrim is chudoi hapnimi yoyred v'soysim, is the heter from the tzad pnim, is the heter from the tzad chutz. And say if you hold koire mishum mechitze, there's a mokim lehistapek chudoi hapnimi chudoi achitze, that's the last lotion. And if you hold chudoi mishum hekeire, there's also a mokim lehistapek. Do you say chudai achitzain, chudai apnimi? So the last two lashaynis of the Gemara are give out the good. The Gemara says, "Hi mechitza, you can clear both ways. Say alzeke, you can clear both ways." The beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara wanted to say, "This is the machloikis." What is the machloikis? So, if you hold, so for some reason or other, this is how Rashi explains the Gemara, if you hold Mishum Mechitze, you say Chudai Hapnimi, and if you hold Mishum Heker, you say Chudai Achitze. That was the first Mahalach of the Gemara, and then the Gemara says it is not Muchach. So, the Rishash asks Akashe, that l'chayre, it doesn't stim with the flow of the Gemara. That means, let us see, when the Gemara wanted to say, everyone holds mishum hakeire. V'hoche b'hoche miflegi. The mar sova hakeire milagav. So hakeire milagav means that it is osa. Umar sova hakeire milabar, it is muta. So the Gemara first was mevayer the svaras ha'isa, then the Gemara was mevayer the svaras ha'mata. V'iboy yisei me the kulama mishum mechitza, v'hoch ebohol ki v'masa v'chudei apnimi yoyred v'soysim, v'masa v'chudei achitza yoyred v'soysim. Again, the Gemara for some reason was mevayer first the svaras ha'isa, and then the Gemara was mevayer the svaras ha'mata. So, in the first lashon of the Gemara, when the Gemara wanted to say it depends if you hold koire mishum mechitza or koire mishum heker, so lechayre it also should go with the same flow. Now we're bekiyim. We know mishum mechitza can say both svaras, mishum hekeir can say both svaras. But the first lashon of the Gemara held is the biggest svara to say als mechitza azoy and als hekeir azoy. So if we would go with the flow of the Gemara, that first the Gemara is maskir the svaras ha'oyser, and then the Gemara is maskir the svaras ha'mater, so l'chayre it should have been like this. So what was the first lashon? The first lashon was the ma'asov v'kayre mishum heker. So we should say heker is oser, you say chudei apnimi, or ma'asov v'kayre mishum mechitze, and it is mutter. That's l'chayre, the flow of the Gemara should go like that. But Rashi
told us it's not like that. In the Havamin of the Gemara, in the Havamin of the Gemara held Kaire Mishum Mechitza is Osa. Kaire Mishum Mekeira is Mutter. So why was Rashi Mishane from the flow of the Gemara if we see later in the Gemara it's part of it? Mishum Hekeire, you could say, Chudi Pnimi, Chudi Achitze. Mishum Mechitze, you could also say both. So why when Rashi was Mevayer, the first Loshen, why did Rashi say, V'yot Keire Mishum Mechitze, it is awesome. V'yot Keire Mishum Heker, it is mut. That's the Rishash's Kash and Rashi. So the Rishash says, a very Gishmaki Teretz. The Rishash says as follows. He says, there's a Marsha and a Taisus over here, the Svar we heard already once, that Afilu the man the Omar that holds Kairem Mishum Mechitze, a Heker you also have to have. If there's no Heker, Taik doch nicht. We heard the Svar if Lechi Mishum Mechitze, but if it's more than Dalad Amis, so it's even though Alts Mechitze would be Gewaldig, but you have to have a Heker also. So that means, even though the lomdus is alts mechitze, but you need a heker. Zok terishash zeh gishmak. If you will tell me that mishum heker, you need the tzad achitzein, and everyone holds you need a heker also. Afilu you hold mishum mechitze, you need a heker also. So if you will tell me, mitzad heker, the heker is only for the tzad apnimi, if the heker is only for the tzad apnimi, so then if you hold kairim mishum mechitz, it still would be yosa, because you don't have your heker. So therefore, the first lashon of the Gemara had to hold that als heker is mutter. So now the shayla, because if heker is also, if you hold kairim mishum mechitz, it'll still be yosa, because you lost your heker. So therefore, the first lashon of the Gemara had to hold that kairim mishum, if you hold kairim mishum heker, it is mutter. So then you have to say, the man, the owner, is Kairim Mishum Mechitze, according to him, will be also. Rashi could not say the other way around. That is what the Rishash wants to say. The Magia in the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say another Svore, a very Gishmaki Svore. The Yisoid of the Svore, it says later in the Chelik of the Svore, says later in the Aftes in the Ritve. He says, what is pshat if you hold koire mishum mechitze de chudoi hapnimi is matter? Why dafke de chudoi hapnimi? I mean, in heker, we can understand one side is better than the other. You have to know who the heker is made for the bnei hamovi, for the bnei rishus harab. So in heker, we can understand a preference of one side over the other. But in hilchis mechitze, what's pshat? This side, the other side, what's pshat? So he brings from the Ritve a Meire de Kivot. At Be'emis, if you have a Mechitze, the whole Oivi HaKoire goes down. It's not this side or this side. The whole, if you have a Koire, that is a Reichiv Tefach, and it's Yoirid V'Soysim, so not the outside goes down or the inside goes down. The whole Koire goes down. So the whole Koire is a Mechitze. The whole Kaira is a Mechitze going down, so you have a Mechitze, a Roch of Tefach, that's going down. So a Kochach, the Heter, can only be where the Mechitze ends. So therefore you have the Cheshbon with the Chudoi Hapnimi. Because till there you have Mechitze. The Movi starts when the Mechitze ends. So if this is the Kaira over here, and I say the whole Oivi HaKaira, the whole Oivi HaKoire goes down, so the whole thing goes down. So if the whole thing goes down, so this is the Oivi HaMechitze that goes down. So HaKochoch, the Mechitze ends from the Tzad HaPnimi. So therefore it's only Mutter from the Tzad HaPnimi. So the Svara Chitzoine is that if you hold Koire Mishum Mechitze, the Tzad HaPnimi, it's only Mutter from the Tzad HaPnimi. So Memele, when the Gemara said Stamazai Kairim Mishum Mechitze, so therefore Rashi said the Svara Chitzoine. The Svara Chitzoine is that it's only Mutter from the Tzad HaPnim. Later the Gemara says you could hold Kairim Mishum Mechitze in the Tzad HaChitzoine. So he wants to say, a very geschmacky vote. He wants to say that that what the Gemara says, koire mishum mechitze in the tzad achitzein, he says, because in every koire, he says, why do you need a reichiv tefach? So he says, the reichiv tefach, you don't need al tzilchis mechitze. The reichiv tefach, you need al tzte heker. So als the mechitze shaboy, you could be yoitze with the last mashahu of the koire. No, you need a reichiv tefach al tzheker. So memeles, I don't have to say that the whole oivi ha-koire goes down. Because the mechitze shaboy is the last thing. You don't need a shir tefach for the mechitze. There's no such shir tefach for hilchus mechitze. So al koch, the whole reason you need a shir tefach is for the heker. You should be able, that's why you need a keri, you need a tefach. So memela, but the mechitze shaboy works with the chudei achitzei. That's what the Gemara was machadish. The Gemara was machadish. The mechitza of the Kaira works with the chudei achitzein. Even though you need a reichiv tefach, but the reichiv tefach is not for hilchis mechitza, the reichiv tefach is for tzairich heker. So therefore, you could say chudei achitzein is yairid v'sois. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisde, Hakel moidim bebein lechoyayim sheosa. Now the Gemara is clearing a shaila bein lechoyayim. That means we just spoke before. What is the din underneath the koire? There we had a machloikis. If underneath the koire is a din mavui, or underneath the koire is called chutz lemavui. Now the Gemara says, Hakol moidim bein lechayayim sheos. So let us look at picture 93. 93 he has a lechi rochov that's on the left side, and then he has in that shura of aleph. This area is bein lechayayim. Rashi says lechayayim the loshen, the double loshen is lav dafke. There's only one lechi that you need. Belchayim is lechayim the alme. So the area that the lechi is goyder and makiv. So what then does this area have? So Rav Chisda says, even though we hear a machloikis, if tachas hakoyr is mutal ishtamesh, aba osa lishtamesh, and so geit mit as alom des, aba hakel moide mebein lechayim she osa. But bein lechayayim, everyone holds that it is also. Why? So the Val, we're just going to see what Tosfos starts off by saying, and we'll see later in the sugya to understand the whole Tosfos. But just let's see the beginning of Tosfos. Hakol moedim bein lechayayim da osa. So Tosfos says taima mishum delechi havi afilu mashu. So Tosfos is a moira de Columbus. The sheer lechi is a mashu. Now, if you're going to say Londis that bein lechayayim is muta because the tzad achitzein is mata, you'll tell me Londis tzad achitzein is mata. So, memele, you're playing with hot water over here because the whole lechi is the hamashu. So, memele, so is, if he's allowed to be metaltel bein lechayayim, he might be metaltel outside of the lechi also because the whole thing is hamashu. He'll be thinking that this is mechuvin kenega the lechi, and the lechi is hamashu. So, lemaise, he's olu to be metaltel outside of the lechi. Time mishum de lechi avafilu mashu va'osi lafuki. So the time is al gzeir, not al tzlomdus. In lomdus could be, then also be amachloikis. Or maybe everyone holds that there's a svar tzad achitzin is matter. But al kolponim, but there's a practical shail over here. Since the lechi is very minute, va'osi lafuki, so he might come and carry outside of the area of the lechi. So therefore, they were not matter the area of the lechi. Avol bekeire the rechava tefach leker lemeches. Avol keire that is rechava tefach. So bemele, so there, that's already a shir choshev. So there, you don't have to be chayish if you'll be matter to be metalto tachas hakeire that he might go out. That's already a shir tefach. So you don't have to be chayish or go out. Let us the vial stop with this mahalach. Let us see Rashi. hakel moidi, b'movi she'en boi koire, a movi that does not have a koire, v'echshei roi b'lechi, in your marshal, the movi with a lechi, she'osa lehishtamish bein lechayayim. You're not allowed to be mishtamish bein lechayayim. Kloima, keneged alechi. You're not allowed to be mishtamish keneged alechi. V'hai dinokat bein lechayayim, a mevois tuvikoi, all mevois that have a lechi, you're not permitted to be mishtamish keneged alechi. Fine. Boi minei romi balchome me rav chizde. So romi balchome est a shayla from rav chizde. No at shtei yisei dois b'shnei koislei movi mi bachutz. Let us look at the picture 94. 94 we have a movi, and instead of putting the koire on top of the koislei movi, he went and banged in two spikes into the oivei choymas hamovi, and these are jutting out into the reshus harabim, and he put a koire on top of these two spikes. So that is the shayla of the Gemara. No at shtei yisei dois b'shnei kois leimovi mibachus. V'iniach koire al gabeye. And on top of these two spikes, he put a koire. Mahu, what is the din? Omalei. So Rav Chizda answered him as follows. Ledivrei hamater osam. According to the man, the Yoma, that says, muter lehishtameish tachas hakoire. According to the man the Yomar that says that chudei hachitzoin is matir, so then it's awesome. Ledivrei ha'oiser muta. But according to the one that says ledivrei ha'oiser, the one that says that also l'shtamish tachas hakoire, because the heter comes from the tzad hapnimi ledivrei ha'oiser, you're not allowed to be mishtamish tachas hakoire muta. So then it'll be mutter. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, no at shtei yisei dois, kabilai shi da spikes nu utzois bekoisel. They are banged into the koisel hamovi bo'ovioi. In its thickness, the thickness of the koisel hamovi. Shelitzad reshus harab. This is facing the reshus harab. V'nimtzeis koire shahaleyem, the koire that is resting on these two spikes, boiletes. Is sticking out into the reshus haram, v'nimshaches luchutz yoisa min haksolah, and it is jutting out further than the walls of the movi. V'chudo hapnimi dovuk, and the inside side of the koire is dovuk v'samuch lekoisel kozet. So we have our picture is much clearer. Picture 94. The chudo hapnimi is dovuk to the koisel. And the chudei achitzain is jutting out. So memeile, so Rav Chizda said, amoyre de kecharifis. Ledivrei ha'oisa lishtamish tachas ha'koire b'chol mevois. According to the man, the yomer that holds, one is not permitted to be mishtamish under the koire. The time, mishum chudei apnimi yoyred v'soisem. Because we say that from the chud apnimi yoyred v'soisem. So memele mater kan lishtamish b'movi hazeh. So then this koire is a mater for the whole movi. Agav hach koire, because of this koire. She'ein al gav hamovi, even though this koire is not on top of the movi, but it's flush next to the movi. Deki v'ndechu dei hapni misoisem. Since the chudai apnimi of the koire is soisem, nimtzeis stimas hakoire, the stima of the koire is dvuke liksolim, is mamish next to the koisel. Or stima mal yisehi, so we have in the ruach revius a stima mal yisehi. So memel it's very good, so then it'll be mutal, the hishtamish b'movu. Aber le divrei hamate le hishtamesh tachas hakoire. But according to the one that says all the time you are permitted to be mishtamesh tachas hakoire. So why are you permitted Alma Chitzen Yoyred V'Soysim? You hold that the Tzadah Chitzen is Yoyred V'Soysim. So then Oyser Kol Amovi Hazeh. So then the whole Movi is not permitted to be Metaltu. Atche Yoviu Koyrach Heres. Why? The Ein Hastime Michul Beres L'Ksolim. Because since I say the tzadach itzin is yored v'soisim, so the stime is rochik a tefach away from the koisel. Now let us look in picture 95. So picture 95, he made a beautiful picture that he made an imaginary yored v'soisim from the tzadach itzin. So the tzadach itzin. You have a Yoyred V'Soysim, but this is a Tefach away from the Koysel HaMovoi. So it comes out that the Stime that you want to be Soysim the Movoi is not flush next to the Movoi, but it is a Tefach away from the Movoi. If it is a Tefach away from the Movoi, this cannot be Matir the Movoi. That's what Rashi says. Al mechitz en yered v'soysim. Oysa kolam ovi is that shiovi koirach eres. Why? The ein astime mechuberes l'kisolim. The stime is not attached to the koisol. V'yesh avir b'neim. So there's avir b'neim. So there's avir b'neim. So this is not a koire. The koire has to be either al gabi hamovi, if not al gabi hamovi, al kaponim mamish next to the movi. But you have a koire that's rochik me hamovi. That's a tevach away from the movoi, so it cannot be matter. A koyre is only matter either tzomuch le movoi or gabi a movoi. Fregt Rashi, v'yesh avir b'neya. There's avir, there's a tevach. So Rashi asked a moira de kekash. So let's say love it. There's only a tevach b'neya. So we have here, in picture 95, we have here an imaginary mechitze that is a tefach away from the movui. So what's the problem? It's a tefach away. So let's say lovut, and we'll be memale the whole thing. We'll fill it up. So we'll be mekarev the mechitze, the lomdeshe mechitze will be mekarev to the movui. So what's the problem? Rashi, v'hoche lav mechitze mamishu lahachshir hefzik aver shemikan umikan al yedei lovot. So that was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi answers, it is not a mechitze mamish. So what is pshat in Rashi? So the Ritva says pshat in Rashi as follows. I evsher loime lovot klape aver she'ein boy klum lasay sloy lovut. That means even though in lomdis you have here a mechitze, but in lemaise there's aver over here. Lovut you don't say to lomdis. Lovut you say to a be'en. He says the halacha that if you have two chafetzim, two mechitzes, whatever is one next to the other. So you say lovud, you attach them, you extend them. That's dafke v'yeva dover mamoshi. But if it's avir over here, you only have lomdis. You have lomdis that is soysim. You say the chudei achitzin is yored v'soysim. That's lomdis. So you don't say lovud to lomdis. There's only avir over here. So since it's ein boy mamish, that's the chiddush of Rashi. So memele you can't say lovud. Now the Ritva asks over here a very geshmake kasha. Good. So what you can say lovod, that means we cannot extend the lomdeshe mechitze that we have in picture 95 to the movoi, because you don't say lovod with lomdes. Frekt, the Ritva brings from the Bali Taisvis, and we don't have this Taisvis, but let us say lovod on the koir on top. The koir is shainish lomdes. The kaire is a dover sheyesh by mamish. So let us take the chudoi hachitzoin, and als the din lovut, it's a tefach away from the movui. So als the din lovut, let us schlep it to the movui, next to the movui, we'll make it mamish next to the movui, and if it's samuch to the movui, then that's a kosher kaire. So let us say Lavud and the Kaira. This is Taisvus Akasha. And this Kasha, so the Ritva brings down two Terutz. Terutz number one is you cannot say Lavud if there's a Dava Mavsik Bintayim. You can only say Lavud if there's Avir Bintayim. You have two things and you want to attach them or bring them close together and there's Avir Bintayim. So then if there's Ava Bintayim, you can bring these two together, fill up the space in between, be Mekarev them, that's when there's Ava. But if you have a double Sheyesh by Mamish, you have a Kaira over here, and you want to make that this side over here, the Tzad Achitzin should be over here, you can't go. The whole Kaira is in the way. You cannot move this here if there's a double shiesh by mamash. That's mamash. That is one teretz. The second teretz, the Ritva says, acharifes, he says, you can do that also. No problem. With love it, you can do it also. But he says, if this will be over here, if the tzad achitz will be over here, so then you don't have a kaira tefach. So if you don't have a kaira tefach, so it can't be matter. That's the Ritva's teretz. So we have here two terutzim. Either you don't say, so Eses Rashi was occupied with the Shlepta Mechitza, the Mechitza, or the invisible Mechitza. So Rashi says you can't say Lovu to an invisible Mechitza. The Ritva was occupied, let us be Moisher, the Chudai Achitzin of the Koire, let us be Moisher to the Koisley Amovi. And that, the Ritva says, to Terutzin. Either when we don't say Lovu, the lack of love of the mokim shesh dova mafsig bintayim, or second teretz he says, the atarayes oivi akayri kili eino, if you're gonna bring this to the kaisle amovi, so you lost your oivi akayri, nimse shen lono kayri rechava tefach, so we don't have a kayri rechava tefach. Fine. Rava omar, now Rava went a step further. Rava said, Lidivrei ha'oisa. The Rava says, "Lafilu lidivrei ha'oisa." The one that said you're not permitted to be mishtamish tachas hakayra, because he held the tzad pnimi is yored v'soisam. So you wanted to say Rav Chisda, "Lidivrei ha'oisa," it will be mutter, because then you say yored v'soisam from the tzad pnimi, and it's flush next to the kois le'amovi. It's dovuk to the kois le'amovi. Rav Amar Divrei Oisel Nami Yosel Beinen Koira Al Gabe Movi. It's not sufficient that it is next to the Movi. It has to be on top of the Movi. So Memele Velek. So therefore it's no good. So we have a Machloikis Rav and Rav Chisid is Mamish Al Gabe Movi, or it's flush Dovuk to the Movi is also good. Eis veRavade b'Masne l'Rove, so Ravade b'Masne esta kasha to Rove, and it says on the side Gam l'Rav Chisda porach. This is a kasha on Rove, and it's a kasha on Rav Chisda also. Hoy so koira soy mishucham. What if the koira is moshuch? So the Gemara learned what is the taich moshuch. Moshuch means it extends out of the mavui. Mishuche, Rashi says, rechoike himinaksolim. You have, like, we have picture 94, but it's not mamish next to the tois lehamovi, it's moshuch minamovi, it's extending further out into, not 97, 97 will come later. 94 now. With the mamish, the case of 94, but 94, the Kaira was flush next to the Kaisle Amovui. Here it's Mishucha. It's extending out into the Rishus Haraben, away from the Kaisle Amovui. That's 90. That's Mishucha. Oy Tluya. Or else, the Kaira is hanging. Let us see Rashi. What does that mean? Meshulcha ladasirashi, mashma rechoy kehimin aksolam. It's jutting out far away from the ksolam. Oy tluya. Tluya means, she'ein reisheha munach, it is hanging. She'ein reisheha munachim al gabe haksolam. The roshe ha koire are not resting on the ksolam. Elo tluya ba'avir, it is hanging. die Keure is hanging in der Luft. Shek Zora Mishtei Ruchai Seho. So this is picture 96. Picture 96 is a picture of Tluya. That you have here, the Keure is not long enough. It does not extend to both sides of the Keusle Amovi. It is hanging. That was Rashi says. Ela Tluya Ba'aveh. The two sides of the Keira are short. Now how can something hang? That's a problem. He has a very thin pole. So that is picture 96. So we have over here two cases. Picture, the Meshuchah is speaking about that it is a long Keira, but it extends outside of the Movi. Tluya means it is in the Aver HaMovi, but the Keir is a short Keir. It does not extend to the two Keisle HaMovi. Shteit azoi. Poches mi Gimel. If there's less than Gimel Tfochem, ein zoich lovi Keir Acheres. So we'll say lovud. Gimel zoich lovi Keir Acheres. But if there's Gimel Tfochem, you can't say lovud. So me mele den zeich lovi kairache. Rav Shimon Megamliel lo imer poches mi dalet. Rav Shimon Megamliel holds the shir lovi, there's not poches mi gimel, the shir lovi, there's poches mi dalet. Poches mi dalet den zeich lovi kairache. Dalet zeich lovi kairache. Is my love. Now let's explain the bereis. Mishulche means mi bachutz. Meshucha means that it's extending, it's moshuch min ha-koisel, it extends outside into the Rishus Arab, mi bachutz, and it is less than 3 tvachim away from the koisel yamovoi, utluye mi bifnim. So you see, klor, a bigger chiddush, but what both of you didn't call him about, that Rav Chisda was only matter, Rav Chisda was only matter when the koira was dovuk to the koisel yamovoi. Here we say, if it's a Teich Gimel to the Keisle Movi, it's also good. So it's a Kashan Rovo who says you need Mamish Al Gabi Yamovi, and it's a Kashan Rav Chisda also. So the Gemara says, Loi, Idi V'Idi Mi Bifnim. Both of them are speaking about that it's Bifnim. It's Meshuchet does not mean that it is jutting outside of the Movi. It means it's over the Movi. Now what's pshat? Meshuche meruach achas utluya mishtei ruchayis. So now we can see picture 97. Picture 97 is meshuche meruach achas. That means one side is moshuch from the kaisal amovi. It is resting on one of the kaisalim. So that side is good. The other side, it is moshuch from the other kaisal. And it is teich gimel. And Tluya means Mishteiruchais, like picture 96. So that's Tluya Mishteiruchais. But everything is Mibifnim. Idi Mibifnim. Mishuche Meruach Achas. So you're there, what are you missing? You're missing that the Keire is not on one Ruach. Tluya Mishteiruchais. And what is the Chiddush of both? If we'd only say Mishuch, I would think, Mao, the Taimim Ruach Achas Amrin in Lo. Meruach Achas, you say Lobo. Mishteiruches lemrin in lovud, but by shteiruches you don't say lovud. Kemash melon, but if you look by shteiruches you also say lovud. Let us see Rashi. Rabban Shimon Svir alei bechol duchte poches midalet kilovudomi, mishuche mi bachutz. So the Gemara da minel shenim shechol lesoich reshus harab. That the Keira was Nimshech in the Rishus Arabim, Kigoin Hai Ba'ai in the Lel, the Shtei Yisaitis, like the case of before Shtei Yisaitis. Tluya Mibifnim, Tluya speaking about its Mibifnim, Shek Tzoro, Mishtei Ruchais. It is short on both sides. Ve'eno Magas Lekzolim, Elenitlis Ba'aver, it's hanging in the Luft. Vamrinin lovud laharich reishel, and you say lovud laharich reishel. Balkaponim, you see, by Meshuch, it is also good, even though it is poches mi gimel. Idividim bebifnim v'tavayu bekoirek tzor askinen. Meshuch emiruach achas, roisho echod ala koisel, roisho sheini eini megiel le koisel shekenegdek.
And the Chiddush is that by Tluye, they say, Lovud Mishtei Luches. That is one tense. Rabbi Ashi Yomar Mishucho Vehi Tluye. No, it is not two separate cases. It is Moshuch and Toli. Vehechi Domi. What is the case that it is Moshuch and Toli? Kigoin shenoat shte yisaydeis akumais al shnei koisle mobil. Now, the Peirish Chai has three pictures, and the Ritva says, the Ritva and the Stipler says that the most practical picture over here is the middle picture. The middle picture will look at the hem yisaydeis akumais, means that the yosayd is shaped like a dalit, like an upside down agam yevonis. That is the yesedis. So you have yesedis akumais, and the pashas loshna rashi seems like that. That you have a yosei, that person is going vertically, then it's bent in and it goes horizontally, and the koire is resting on the chelik of the yosei that is going horizontally. Let us picture this picture, and then the Gemara of Gengan's Geschmack. So Memele, so Ravashi said, Meshucho vehi tluyo. This Koire has two Cheschoines. Chesore number one, it is Moshuch mikoisle hamovoi. That means it is short. It doesn't reach the two Kesolim. That is Moshuch. Chesore number two, it's tluyo. It is higher than the Mavoi. So we have here two chesaynes. It is Meshucha Utluyam. The Hechido Mikigoin Shenoat Shtei Yeseidois Akumois Al Shnei Koisle Mavoi. He banged into Yeseidois, two bent in Yeseidois Al Shnei Koisle Mavoi. She'ein Begoivan Gimel. The goiva is not gimel tvachim. The ein bak mumi some gimel. And the reichev, the horizontal chelik of these, you say the sakumis is also not gimel tvachim. Mao de teime, now we have to do two processes. We have to be marich the koire to make it, to go to both ends. And we have to say love. We have to be mashpul the koyre. Is ma'od the time I love them rinen, I chavoy them rinen. You only say one aloch. Either you say love or I chavoy. Love it v'chavoy loyam rinen. But to say two aloch, say love it v'chavoy loyam rinen. Kamash malon that you say both aloch. Now, let's look at the picture a minute, and let's explain what we have done. Lavud, we will say, that means that we will extend the two ends of the koire till the end of the akmimus of the yosayt. Now, you have here a be'en over here. That means the koire is resting on a yosayt. So I will say Lovod from the end of the Koire to the end of the Yosei. So I'm saying to something. I'm saying, I'm being Mamshech the Koire. I'm extending the Koire till the end of the Yosei. Now I have a long Koire. I have a long Koire, which is hanging over the Mavoi. Now I have to bring down this Koire. It has to be Al-Gabi Yamovi. According to Rav, it has to be Al-Gabi Yamovi. So I say Chavoit Rami. Chavoit Rami means is if you have something up, you can bring it down. So I bring it down, and now it rests on top of the Mavoi. The Stipler asks, L'chayre, Rashi just said, we had a Rashi before, Rashi asks, why don't you say Lavud to the Mechitze, to the Yoyred V'soysam Dike Mechitze? So Rashi says, you can't say Lavud to Alam Deshe Mechitze. So over here, Frektor, the Stipler, here you'll have to say Chavoit Rami to the Lomdeshe Koire. That means the Koire is too short. If you're going to bring down the Koire alone, it's just going to fall straight down. It's too short. It has to be Al-Gabi Amovi. So you have to bring down the two extensions of the Koire, which are Lomdesh. These are Lomdeshe extensions.
Nu, so you see, Chavoyt, you can schlep down Londish extensions. So he says, weißt du, that's a dinim Chavoyt. Rashi only said it in Lovud. I mean, we can't put everything in the same pot. Rashi just said, Lovud, you don't make to a Londish mechitze. Chavoyt, you can make to a Londish kaire. It's a dinim Chavoyt, this is a dinim Lovud. That's what the stipler wants to say. Before we go further, let us just say over the Rashba asks Akasha. The Rashba asks Akasha, why do you have to say two aloches? Lachaire, let us say lovud from the two sides of the kaire to the kaisle hamovui. Why do you have to go take two steps? Why do you have to extend the kaire? And then schlep down the kaire. Let's say lovud to the two. Let's make an alachsin. Let's make a diagonal, and we'll say lovud. We'll go on an angle. So the Rashba says that it is speaking about that the diagonal is gimel tvachim. That means it's poshet. He says the goiva, the diagonal is bigger than the goiva. So memele, the goiva is like less than gimel tvachim. But if you'd want to make diagonal. That from the two roshei akoire, you'd make diagonally to the two roshei amovui. There is gimel tvachim, so you can't say lovud. So therefore, it has to work in two steps. You have to first say lovud to the end of the yoseit ha'akum, and then you'll say chavoyit rami. Zot Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Rav Ashi Yomar. The Baraisa didn't have to tell us that you say love it from two ruches. Like even the tone mishuche meruach achas, who adin mishtei ruches. You don't have to tell us you say love it from two ruches. Elo chodek toni. The Baraisa is speaking about one case. Mishucha vehitluya. Shek tzorehi. Mishucha means that it is a short kaire. Mehagia alek solem. To reach the Ksalim, it's Meshucha Tluya. Vehechi Dami, Kigoin Shenoach Shte Yeseidois, Akumeis Al Gabi Beis Koislei Movo. Vakmumi Seyem, and the Akmimus, Noites Zu Klape Zu. The Akmimus, let's forget about the picture which we have in the Gemara, let's remind ourselves of the second picture in the Perish High. The Akmimus is Noites Zu Klape Zu, Liyoison Snif, Laharech Akeire Mishnei Tzideo, Kshetinosen Aleim. Vehei Matzmom, Sanarashi Yesakashe. Why can't we use these two Yeseides that it also should be Akeire? Why do you have to have two Aloches? Let's use them for Akeire. So Rashi says, "V'heim atzmam einem ruyes lehechsher koire, she'ein bohem roichev tefach kishir hechsher koire demas nisin." So we need a roichev tefach for the koire, and these yeseides are less than a tefach. V'ein ba'akmumison shloisha, and the akmimus is not shloisha. V'ikel lemeimal, so that means the roichev of these Yeseides is less than three tvachim. Be'ikala meima lovud. So you'll say lovud meiroshe hakeire uliksolim. So we'll reach the Yeseides as on the kaisel. So we'll say lovud meiroshe hakeire uliksolim. Ve'im begoivon shal Yeseides mima uliksolim shloisha tvachim. The havi begoivon shloisha tvachim, if it would have been a goivav shloisha tvachim, have a mifsala. The kaira al gabik solim binom. It has to be al gabik solim, and shloisha tvachim won't help. Avol hashta be poches mishloishim. But now, since it is poches mishloishim, rimin chavoit, hashpel keilu monachas ala kaisel. Keilu it's monachas ala kaisel. Loved Loshen Snif Laharich. It's an extension. Zok Taisus. She'ein begoivon shloisha, bim taima, fak Taisus amiridike kasha, that all the Rishonim ask.
ואומר בסייף פרק היושן, דחייש ברוך בוי תפח, if you have something, a קוירה, a דף, that has a רכב תפח, אומר חבוית ורומי, אפילו ביסם הגימו. The din of chibot romi, chavoit v'romi, is there's no din of pochus migimel. That's a halach in lovot. Lovot is a din that has to be toich gimel. Chavoit romi, that you have something on a higher level and you bring it down, can bring it down from the Empire State Building, you can bring it down. There's no shir of a pochus migimel. Chiyesh baruch bei tefach, oma chavoit v'romi, afilu b'yasa migimel. וקיירה דרחוב הטפח, נאמנה מחבוית ורומי, אפילו גבויה מגימו. קשה נאמבר 1. קשה נאמבר 2, ובלב הוכי קשה. אמי לא ישר יפילו בייסר מגימו, כיוון דקיירה תייחסם. Why do you have to bring it down בכלל? As long as the קיירה is the correct height, למי לא מייסר הם תייחדך נשת, there's no hacker. But toich esrim, so it's in the right height, so it's not touching the koisle hamovi. So what? But it's in the correct goiva. So why do you have to bechlal bring it down? B'yesh loimar, tohocha bo'inen koire al gabe movi. We need over here the koire should be on the movi. It is not good if it is dangling above the movi. וביסר מגימל, סלט לחיירה, התרץ to the second kasha. It has to be על גבי מוב. You said it's the right height. No, there's a din that has to be על גבי מוב. וביסר מגימל, לא יהבי הקר. So ביסר מגימל, you don't have a hacker. You do not connect the קיירה to the מוב. תדע. דא משוך מבחוץ אפילו בפוחס מגימל לא אמרין אין לובות. So לחיירה now, the kasha which we had asked before on the Afchesam at base from Rashi and the Ritve, why didn't you say lovot on the koira and the mechitza? So Taisus also asks this kasha, and Taisus comes with a new oifen to fa'am for the kasha. Taisus says you need a hacker. You need a hacker. So if it's more than gimel, there's no hacker whatsoever. So that's why it has to be toich gimel. You need toich gimel. It's not a gimel. They have a hacker. Lochayr afil a gimel is also not a hacker. It has to be toich gimel. You need toich gimel. So that's number one. But why do you need chavoit? You need chavoit is another din. That's where the place started. The hocha bin in koir al gabe mod. There's a halacha of koir al gabe mod. So that's why you need lachayra. That's why you need the din of chavoit rome. That's as is the halacha. You need chavoit al gabe rome. You need al gabe mod. But aye, chavoit, you could bring it down al gabe mod. Even if it's over the Empire State Building, you could bring it down. That's the halacha of chavoit. But Taisus says, but the halacha won't help because there's no hacker. So that means, so it has to be nicker to the naked eye that this is a koira of the mavui. So that's number one. So if it's chayra three tvachim or more, so memeilis are felt in the hacker sheboy. But the matter of the koira, there's another halacha. It's only matter al gabi mavui. In that you need the halacha of chavoit. So memeilis. So therefore you need chavoit. And you need Teich Gimel, it's a different halacha. And that's very interesting. I'm Shimon Gamliel, the din hacker is also totally in the shiuri of lovot. That means according to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Teich Balad is good. Now, if we're speaking about Hilchis lovot or this halachas, so it's good. So he holds lovot b'chola teirekula is Teich Dalet, he holds Teich Gimel, is gewaldig. But here Taisvis was machadish that the shir and the goiva that passels has nothing to do with halachis. This is dinei hacker. So that is a new machloikis, Tabshimim Gamliel, and there's a new machloikis, Tabshimim Gamliel, and the Chachamim also in Hilchis hacker. This is a bissel schwer zu verstehen. Aber lochayre, that is what Taisvis answers. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tony Rab Zakai Kamei de Rab Yechen. Rab Zakai told over Baraisa Lifnei Rab Yechen. Now we have to remember that in we had in the Shail of Tachas HaKoyre, Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said, Mutal Ishtamesh Tachas HaKoyre. That we have to remember from the Afchesam at Beis. Rabbi Yechanan was Mutal Ishtamesh Tachas HaKoyre. Now, Rab Zakai went and told over a Baraisa to Rabbi Yechanan. And the Baraisa said as follows, Bein Lechoyayim, in the area where the Lechi is, V'tachas HaKoyre, Nidan Kekamalas. So this Baraisa is a very not cooperative Baraisa. This is saying Klor Fakelt Fi Rabbi Yechanan. It's saying Tachas HaKoyre does not have the heter of the Mavoi, and it has a din of a Kamus. It's also a Talto. Omalei, so Rabbi Yechanan told Rab Zakai Poik Toni Lebro. That means this is a Fagreista Baraisa, and it's Faltic. So we will not accept this Baraisa. It's Fagreist. Omar Rabbi, so now the Baraisa said two halachas. Halacha number one, it said that Tachas HaKoyre is says a din of a kalmud. So this Zichr said is wrong because he holds Tachas HaKoyre is mutal ishtamish tachta. But what's with the second halacha? It says Bein Luchayayim is also his adin kalmud. This is what Avchizda said. Did Rabbi Yochanan disagree with this halacha also? Yes or no? So now, in this shail, we'll have a machlekes Abaye v'Rav. Omer Abaye, mistavre milse de Rabbi Yochanan tachas hakoyre. Tachas hakoyre, he holds, it's mutter lishtamish tachto. Avol bein lechoyayin, also, bein lechoyayin, he agrees with this baraisa that it's also, like Rav Chisda said. V'Rav Omer, Bein lechoyayim nami muta. No, Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said that poik toni libro means whatever it says in this barais is nicht ausgehalten, Bein lechoyayim is also muta. Let us see Rashi. Nidin ki kalmelis v'osa letal tulshom. Mistavre milse de Rabbi Yochanan de oma poik toni libro elo muta hu. This is Abayi's memra. Atachas koire kom alei. De kosova chudoy achitzen yoyred v'soysem. Avol bein lechoyayin b'movoy she'ein shom koire n'alechi yizmata moide di osa. Bein lechoyayin it is osa. That's Abayi's memra and Rove says fakir. Oma Rove min no aminolo. How do I know this din that Bein Lechayayim is mutter, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Because I'll bring you a different memory. The Chiyoso Rav Dimi Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mokoyim She'ein Boi Dalet Al Dalet. You'll have something that is Gimel Tvochem Olamaylo, and it does not have Dalet Al Dalet, which is a Mokoyim Ptur. Muta livnei reshus harabim, livnei reshus hayochid lekatev olot. So they're allowed to put their masois on top of this mokeh. Ubilvad shelo yachlifu. Now there's a picture in the Peirush Chai. I don't think this picture is too accurate. Let us first see Rashi. This is picture says Psachazainish that I didn't see. But 99 Mokim Shem by Dal Mutal of Neirishus Arabim Lneirishus Ayochid Lekatef Olo. Push it to put down the chayfits on it. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says Mokim Shein by Dalit Oimeid Bein Rishus Arabim Lirshus Ayochid. That's why this picture, I don't understand why this is called Bein Rishus. You think you should extend it more. I mean, if this is a Rishus HaYochid, so if this is a Pirsa Asore, more than Asore, so it's Rishus HaYochid. If it's less than Asore, say, I'm at Merubah Laporet, so it is a Rishus HaYochid. So this is Lemal Lemoirit. So that's why this picture I don't understand. But L'chayre, the way Rashi says, this Mokaim was Bein. That means after the Rishus HaYochid ended, into the Rishus HaYochid, right next to the Rishus HaYochid, there was a Mokim that was less than Dalad al Dalad Tzfochim Roichev, and it Gavoyim Igimel.
And this is between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRam. I made between Rishus HaRamim and Rishus HaYochid. Hoyel v'leke mokim choshut. Since this area doesn't have dal, it's not a mokim choshut. The minimum shear of a mokim choshut is dalet fochim al dalet fochim. Lav Rishus ba'am pei nafshehu. It doesn't have a chshivis of a Rishus b'fnei atzmoi. Ubotol lahoche ulahoche mokim ptu. So that means it's not koine shem b'fnei atzmoi, and it's botol to any Rishus. So that means if you were standing in the Rishus HaYochid, now you want to put it down in on this mokim ptu. So it's just like you're putting it down to Rishus HaYochid. It's bottled to the Rishus HaYochid. So you can take from the Rishus HaYochid and put it on the Smokim Ptur. You can take from the Rishus HaRabim and put it on the Smokim Ptur also. Because it's bottled to the Rishus HaRabim also. Since it doesn't have a Cheshivis b'fnei atzmoi, so maybe it's bottled to any Rishus. Lekatev olav masois. Ubelvad shelo yachlifu. So since we have now a neutral Rishus, that is a mokim ptu. So memele, theoretically, he can go and, let's say, take from the Rishus HaYochid, put it on the mokim ptu. Now it's not from mokim ptu, and then take from the mokim ptu, put it in the Rishus HaRab, which theoretically he did not do anything wrong, because lemaise, he did not take from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. Oh, but you're not allowed to do such thing. The leilemru de kama ayom Rishus HaRab Rishus HaYochid. Ba'ose lemishrei haitzo b'shabes. So memele, they'll permit peitzo b'shabas. Ubein l'chayayim nami. Bein l'chayayim. Now this area of bein l'chayayim, afilu choshves lei mokain b'fnei atzmoi, botol l'hoche u'l'hoche v'shoi. Now, let us understand, Rashi is saying a mouthful over here. Let us understand what Rashi is saying. The Ritva wants to say, now we'll understand this is a shlissel in the sugya over here. The Ritva wants to say like this. Abaye, that what Abaye held, that it's also lishtamish, bein alochayayim is also lishtamish, boy. So Abaye held, like Tosfos said in Rav Chisda, it's too dangerous. You have this rishus is alechi afilo kol shus matir. So Mamela, this is too dangerous a shoes. It might come, you might go and carry out into the Rishus HaRab. Or chutz from the Mokim Alechi. So Mamela, so Abaye held of Osi Lachlufe. We'll come to that soon. Now Rove, the Ritva says like this. Before we talk about Osi Lachlufe, let's talk about this Etzem Rishus. Rove held like this, Osi lachlufei loy chashinin. If you have a rishus hamuteres, if you don't do the wrong things, they won't chayish osi lachlufei. So araye, they didn't say osi lachlufei, is because of something you this thing. Mokim she'ein by dalet. So this mokim is also, it's a very small place, ein by dalet. Von deswegen, chazal wa mater, that you're allowed to take from Moshe Sayyoch et HaMokim Tuf, Moshe Saram et HaMokim, Obilvav, Shalai Yachli. But they want Geizer, maybe, since you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to do this, you might go for it. They never made such a Gzeh. So that's, you see, they didn't make such a Gzeh. Now, the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says that the Emerson, since it's besoich koislei hamovoi, so memele, you don't have to clear. I mean, he sees the koislei hamovoi, so memele, there's no shasha b'lechlufei. Fine. But now, let's clear lomd. Let us say that a lechi is mater mishum mechitze. Let us say Alechi is Mata Mishum Mechitze. Now, if Alechi is Mata Mishum Mechitze, so the Ritva explains that together Lechi Mata Mishum Mechitze means that the whole Oyvei Halechi, the whole Oyvei Halechi is Mata Mishum Mechitze. Let's look at picture 93.
That's the case of Bein Lechayayim, in the dotted area of the Aleph. This is the Mechitza of the Mokel. Now, if the Lechi is Mater Mishum Mechitza, we say we extend the whole Mechitza. So if we extend the whole Mechitza on the Rosh HaMovi, so Memele, the Movi becomes Mutter from the Chudei HaPnimi. That's Poshet Pshat. So Memele, if we will say this, that the Movi becomes Mutter from the Chudei HaPnimi, so Lechayre, so the Mokim HaLechayayim doesn't have the heter of the Movi. True. But what is this Mokim? This is a Mokim, this is less than Dalet al Dalet. The Lechi is less than Dalet Fochim. Let's talk about a Lechi that's less than Dalet Fochim. So Lechi that's less than Dalet Fochim, so this whole area is less than Dalet Fochim. So we just had a Yesod, something that is less than Dalet Fochim, is bottled to the Rishus that it's next to. So Memele, so Rove came with a Taina. Rove came with a Taina like this. I feel you'll say that Lechi Mishum Mechitze. And Afilu you'll say, so als Hilchis Mechitze, als Hilchis Lomdis, the Mechitze is Mater Mechudei Apnimi, so I don't have something to be Mater, the Beina Lechayai. Zuktach Rove, good fact, so I have here an area which is less than Dalet Fochim, which does not have the Heter of a Rishus Ayoch. But since it's less than Dalet Fochim, so it doesn't have a Teres Rishus. So a teiris, if it doesn't have a teiris rishus, so it's equivalent to a mokim ptur, so it's bottled to the rishus that it's next to. So it should be bottled to the rishus ayochid. Let us see Rashi. So memele you're allowed to be metaltu in it. Let us see what Rashi says. Ubein lechoyayim nami afilu chashvis lei mokim bifnei atzmai afilu you'll say. That this is Rashi de Bamasal Bavachal Echlifu. It's we had by a Mokim Ptu. We had by a Mokim Ptu that you're allowed to take out from Rishus Ayocha to that Rishus. Bavachal Echlifu, let's not Rashi, the Lelemu, the Kamayel Mishus Arab Mishus Ayocha, Bosal Mishre Yitzah Bishabas, Bain Lachayayim Nami. Afilu Choshvis Lay Mokim Bifnei Atzmai, Afilu Yurechen that I'm Mokim Bifnei Atzmai. That does not have the heterim of the Mavui. But this is a din of a mokim too. And the mele, so it's bottle side to the Rishus Hayochid, side to the Rishus Harabim. This is a neutral mokim. Now the Rashba, we just say ha'ora. The Rashba says shemu shemaim. How can it be bottled to the Rishus Harabim? Says the Raisa the Kirishus. This is not high. It's teich the mechitzas of the Mavo. You hear me? Three mechitzas here. So three mechitzas is a Rishus Ayochid the Raisa like the Rashba. So why does Rashi say that it's bottled lahocha ulahocha v'shori? Rashi makes this mokim that doesn't have a roichev dalad that's different mokim. So it's a different mokim, zuk the Rashi. Abo, so it's less than dalad, so it's neutral. You can take from there to the Rishus Ayochid, take from there to the Rishus Arab, it shouldn't be machle. We'll talk about that Mirz Hashem tomorrow. But let's just end the next Rashi. So Abayit said as follows. So Abayi said, Abayi hosam begevoya gimel. Begevoya shloisha, he says, no. Over there, it's speaking about that it's gevoya shloisha. The minkere. So there it's minkere. It's, you see, it's a mokim bifnei atzmoi. It doesn't have hilchis mokim. So give me metalto from the Rishus Hayochid to the mokim tu, from the Rishus Haram to the mokim tu. Avul bein lechoyayim, it's one flat piece of earth with the Rishus Harab, with the Movi, to lay minkere duchte. You can't say where does it start, where does it end. Isharias le taltal osam. If you'll be metalt over there, osalach luvilafuki Rishus Harab. So that's Rav Chisda's svara. That means here you can't play around with. Here's Epis Hazoi. Here you're playing around with fire. If you'll be matal tiltal over, that means in Lomdus I'll agree with you. This area is taka amokim that's less than dalad al dalad. And enech nam if there's a din reshus bifnei atzma, it should be mutter. But al kaponim do past osi lachlufei. This is worse than the mokim to
that we had before, that you brought a raya, that mokim shem bedal dal dal mutal of nereshus sarav nereshus yirch lekatavol. Because that's talking about gevoye gimel. Wouldn't be gevoye gimel, be mamish reshus sarav. So speaking about gevoye gimel, so memele there, so since it's there, it's like osi lachlufi. Here it is osi lachlufi.